Lord, you were favorable to your land. You restored the fortunes of Jacob. You forgave the iniquity of your people. You covered all their sin. You withdrew all your wrath. You turned from your hot anger. Restore us again, O God of our salvation, and put away your indignation toward us. Show us your steadfast love, O Lord, and grant us your salvation. Let me hear what God, the Lord, will speak, for he will speak peace to his people, to his saints. But let them not turn back to folly. Steadfast love and faithfulness meet. Righteousness and peace kiss each other. Faithfulness springs up from the ground, and righteousness looks down from the sky. Yes, the Lord will give what is good, and our land will yield its increase. Righteousness will go before him and make his footsteps a way. Selected verses from Psalm 85. It must have been a marvelous thing to be part of that original Old Testament people that was taken into the land of Canaan, because with them went some pretty amazing promises. Promises that they would have an end to warfare on every border, that their crops would always produce bountifully, that there would be no sicknesses or ailments, that the bad weather would not be able to touch their little glowing land because God was there. God was with them to make them his people. This was all, of course, contingent upon their keeping of the old covenant, which, as we know, they broke before they even got into the land. But God did not break his desire to give that kind of goodness, that originally designed perfection, which in fact he planned for the entire world in the first place. Our sin has not stopped his desire to make that promise good. So even as, by type and shadow, that is, foreshadowing, he did give great benefits to those people, going out to fight against their enemies himself and bringing them years of great crops and health. So more so, his steadfast love did not cease when he gave the greatest benefit of all to mankind in the birth of the one man, Jesus Christ, to whom God poured out all promises and in whom God chose to fight for you, to be favorable to you, to forgive the iniquity of you, to withdraw his wrath from you, to put away his indignation at you by putting it on to this one man, Jesus, bleeding, dying on the cross for you. The steadfast love of the Lord, granting you salvation, speaking peace to his people. There on the cross, steadfast love and faithfulness met. Righteousness and peace were bound together. Yes, the Lord gave what is good, so that the land of man, the mud of earth, we people made of dust, would yield the increase we were meant to. First, in the firstborn of the new creation, Jesus Christ risen from the dead. His righteousness, a path, footsteps, a way before him, into which now he places you. You, the bounteous crop of this broken age. You, the favorable portion of the land. You, God's fortune found in Jesus. You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.